I came to see that if I'm having a problem repeatedly in my life, it's probably because of something I'm doing. So the repeated problem I had was getting burned by people. So the thing I was doing was trusting untrustworthy people. So seeing our patterns and taking responsibility for our part in things is what helped me tremendously. And that can help you too in learning to trust trustworthy people.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 242, How to Stop Trusting Untrustworthy People and Start Trusting Yourself. One of the things that was a revelation to me in recovery was that I had been trusting untrustworthy people my entire life. And then I would get fucking pissed at them for being untrustworthy. Meanwhile, they were untrustworthy the whole time. When I did the steps and learned about seeking to find my part in things, I found that my part in these situations was that I trusted people despite evidence that showed me they were untrustworthy. In particular, my friend Dan, who was the one who helped me hit my codependent bottom and get into recovery, said to me, "Don't trust me." This was a man who was homeless, an addict, alcoholic, and possibly also a narcissist, but I trusted him anyway. And I later found out for certain that he'd been lying to me about a whole bunch of things. And of course, I was highly offended. Why would he lie to me? I let him stay at my house. I bought him cigarettes. I gave him rides. I fed him. I let him shower at my house. Like I was somehow exempt from his untrustworthy ways. Before I got into recovery, if a conversation about trusting people ever came up, I would say, I trust people until they give me a reason not to. Well, I found out, and I now know, that that was bullshit, because I continued to trust them even when they gave me reason not to. Look at the situation with Dan. So seeing that my part was continuing to trust people despite evidence that they were not trustworthy, were unreliable, didn't follow through on what they said they were going to do, that opened the door for me to be able to start spotting those untrustworthy behaviors. The red flags I'd seen before recovery somehow didn't appear to me as red. Maybe they were pink, or I believe at least subconsciously, this red flag doesn't apply to me, and I would just fucking ignore it. Once I started to see my part in these situations, I realized that the reason I kept getting burned was because I kept trusting untrustworthy people. Here's another story of when I started coming out of this behavior pattern. My first year in recovery, I reconnected with my childhood best friend, And early on into that reconnection time, she said to me, I want to tell you something, and that is that I am late all the time for everything. So it's not personal. It's just what I'm like. Now, I didn't understand that she meant she is well over an hour late for shit. At first, I was okay with it and started padding the time by telling her to meet me an hour before the actual time so that she might actually show up in a reasonably close time. After this went on for a while, I was on vacation one time and she was supposed to come visit me. And we lived about an hour apart and she was supposed to be there at 10 a.m. She texted me at like 10:30 and said, I'm leaving now. And by 1 o'clock, she wasn't even there yet. And I got pissed. In my mind, I was like, this is my vacation. I am not going to sit around waiting for someone. So I texted her and said, I have other things to do. I'm going to head out. Don't bother coming. And she was like, no, no, I'm already on the way. I'm close. And I let her know I've already left my home, so don't come by. And the reason I left my home was because I wasn't capable of speaking directly with her about how upset I was, and I didn't want to see her in person. And I also knew that I would not be able to pretend that things were okay, like I had done with people most of the rest of my life. Now, some days later, when I was calm, I had a conversation with her, and I said, I can't trust you. I can't trust that what you're saying is the truth. What I didn't tell her is that it wasn't just about not showing up on time. I'll get to that in a minute. And she said, I know you say you can't trust me, but you can. And I was like, you saying the words, you can trust me, while doing things that are different than what you say they are, is not going to make me trust you. Now, our relationship was never quite the same again, because I just knew that I could not trust her. What I didn't tell her was the other things that had caused me to not trust her besides the time thing. I just didn't have the wherewithal at that time to be open and honest with her, though I would now if I was in a similar situation. Now, one of them was that she was going to make something for me and she didn't. And the other was that she was going to fix some of my broken jewelry and she never did. I never got it back, and she died last year, so I never will. So she and I had worked on this craft project together where we made these magic wands for all the women attending a celebration I was hosting. She and I did a lot of crafts together, and while we were making the magic wands for the others, we decided that she would make one that was personalized for me, and I would make one that was personalized for her. Now, I gave her hers, but she never finished mine. And she would frequently say, oh, I'm going to finish yours, but she never did. Now, along with being generally very crafty, she was also into beading and making jewelry. So when she found out I had some pieces that were broken, she was like, oh, I can repair those. And she never fucking did. Every time I would ask her about them, she would say, oh, I'm going to do it. And eventually I said, at this point, I just want my jewelry back, broken or not, but I never got them. Now, I would have been okay with continuing our friendship under certain circumstances, like me going to her house rather than meeting her somewhere or having her come to my place, because she's going to be there, right? If I go to her house and I know I'm going to show up on time. I think perhaps for her, maybe it was too much that I exposed her for being untrustworthy, or perhaps she was like I was back then and mired in victim mentality, which means we blame others for our problems. So perhaps she was blaming me for being too harsh or having my standards too high. I don't know. Now, I would have handled that whole thing very differently if it were to happen now, in that I would have spoken up to her much sooner and not waited until I was pissed off. I would have said something about the wand and the jewelry too at that time, but I just didn't have it in me back then. So now I'm sure you're wondering, how did I learn to trust people who are trustworthy? A big part of that was coming to see the pattern where I had been trusting people that on some level I knew were untrustworthy. It was almost like I'd been thinking, well, if I just love them enough, then they'll become trustworthy, which is fucking ridiculous. I got my expectations to be in line with who the person actually is in front of me. This reminds me of the saying, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. I came to see that if I'm having a problem repeatedly in my life, it's probably because of something I'm doing. So the repeated problem I had was getting burned by people. So the thing I was doing was trusting untrustworthy people. So seeing our patterns and taking responsibility for our part in things is what helped me tremendously. And that can help you too in learning to trust trustworthy people. The other thing that I really internalized was that trust is something that can only be built over time. We can only determine if someone is trustworthy by seeing their patterns of behavior, and patterns can only be seen over time. So trusting someone immediately is not the wisest thing to do, especially if you've always trusted untrustworthy people. Now I feel like I have a much better sense. I can read people much better because I'm in touch with my gut feelings. I pay attention to what they tell me. But back then, I was in fight or flight mode or drunk or high or whatever all the time. So I didn't really have a connection to my gut. And even when I did have gut feelings, I fucking ignored them. I didn't trust them. But now I do. And that leads me to the next thing that helped me learn to trust people who proved that they were untrustworthy, which was building self-trust. That's really the foundation of my transition out of my pattern of trusting untrustworthy people. The reason self-trust is so important in learning who to trust is that when you build self-trust, it means you then know what it means to be trustworthy and what it means to be trusting. That is, once you trust yourself, you've seen what it means to be someone who can be trusted, and you know what it means to trust someone, someone who can be counted on and trusted. So now I bet you're wondering, well, Barb, how did you build self-trust? And when I look back at it, I think that it was primarily the boundary building process, because when I learned how to build healthy boundaries, I started following through for myself, showing up for myself in ways that I never had before. I started speaking up for myself and saying, hey, this is okay with me. This is not okay with me. Whereas in the past, I just let that shit happen and didn't stand up for myself. And kind of expected other people to just do the right thing or to know what my standards were without me telling them. And through that process, I got to know myself better. I got clear about what was okay and what was not okay. And I stopped putting up with unacceptable behavior. I stopped putting myself in harm's way. I developed standards for my life, which is essentially how I define boundaries. They're standards that you have for your life that you live up to, and you hold other people accountable for helping you live up to those standards. So I started to trust that if something doesn't feel right to me, I will either speak up or I will leave. I started to trust that I could discern who was a trustworthy person and who was not. I started to trust that I'm not going to say yes anymore when I want to say no. I started to trust that I'm not going to say no to something that I really want to do, which I used to do all the time because I was afraid of what people would think of me, or I didn't have time because I was doing other people's shit all the time. In the process, I really started to care a lot more about myself. Trusting yourself is such an important foundation for a well-lived life and impacts so many other aspects of our lives, including teaching us how to trust trustworthy people. Now, if you are ready to start building boundaries so you can learn to trust yourself, I would love to work with you. Please join my coaching membership group, The Guilt-Free Guild. It's a monthly membership, which means you can drop out anytime if it doesn't feel right for you. But if it does feel right for you, it's going to change everything. Go to guiltfreeguild.com to sign up.
If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.